Shalom Aleichem, everybody. It's Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bereishis, and there is so much to talk about when it comes to Parshas Bereishis. There's so many different fascinating ideas. I wanted to share with you an insight that I call from Rabbeinu Bechaye, and it relates to the creation on the second day of creation. The Torah tells us in Pasuk Vav, in Perek Aleph of Sefer Bereishis, Vayomer Elohim Yirakia Betoch Hamayim Vahimavdil Bein Mayim Lamayim. Hashem places a rakia, a firmament in between the waters. In other words, the whole world is water, and there is a rakia, a firmament that is created inside this water. The rakia separates between the upper waters and the lower waters, and the rakia is referred to as shamayim, and that is the end of day two. So this is the creation of the separation of these waters, the creation of Shamayim, and Rashi on the spot is bothered. Every single day of creation we find the two words, the magical two words, Ki Tov. And over here, all of a sudden, there is no Ki Tov when it comes to day two. Why not? Why don't you find Ki Tov day two? Now certainly, the Ki Tov is made up, because when you go to day three, the next day, you'll find that Ki Tov is mentioned twice. We're told that Hashem goes ahead and he separates these lower waters now, separates the land from the lower water, and now you have Yam and Yabasha, and there you have, now Hashem says Ki Tov, and then the completion of day three is the Yabasha, the Eretz, will go ahead and produce vegetation, and once again you have the formulation of Ki Tov. So why don't you have Ki Tov on day two and you have it twice on day three? So Rashi explains very simply that when it comes to day two, the creation of water was not yet complete. Yes, you have the separation of the heavenly and the earthly water, but water, we're not finished with water yet. We're going to go ahead and take that earthly water and divide it between land and the oceans, and that's going to be the hashlama, the completion of the creation of water. That's when we're going to go ahead and say Ki Tov. And then when we have the completion of the land with the vegetation, once again a Ki Tov for the land. Very logical, very mistaber. Seems to be the Pashup Shat Nepsukim. You don't have Ki Tov until you have the completion of the creation of the entity, which by water only happens on day three, not on day two. Rabbeinu Bechaye, however, is bothered by the following very simple question. He says, good, the water was not completed until day three, I understand, but Shamayim, what about Shamayim? Shamayim was indeed completed on day two. So why don't we have a Ki Tov for the completion of the Rakia of the Shamayim? Where is the Ki Tov for that? That's the question of the Rabbeinu Bechaye. And he answers with a very, very fundamental yisod. He tells us, V'yesh li lomar, I want to suggest, Ki mikan raya atzuma, ki ha'olam hashafel bizman shi Yisrael, osin ritzona shel makom, hu ikar hametzius. Sha'af api shenigmara biyom sheni, b'riyas harakia, v'hamalochim, shen ha'olam ha'elyon, lo haya bozeh shlemus, ad shenigmara meleches hamayim, etc. In Cain, ha'olam hashafel hazeh hu ikar hametzius. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye that it's not appropriate to say a Ki Tov on the Rakia, on the Shamayim, even though that was completed, because that is not where our reality lies. The Iker HaMetzius, the Iker of our reality, is in this world, in this lowly world, down here on earth, is the Iker, and therefore it's not relevant even to say a Ki Tov on the completion of the heavens, of Shamayim, of Malachim, because that's not the reality. The reality is here in this physical, mundane world. And in fact, of Soloveitchik, in a much more modern expression of the very, very same idea, writes in his magnum opus, Halachic Man. This is found in chapter 7, page 30. Halachic man's relationship to transcendence differs from that of the universal homo religiosus. Halachic man does not long for a transcendental world, for supernal levels of a pure, pristine existence. For was not the ideal world halachic man's deepest desire, his darling child, is in this real world. It is this world which constitutes the stage for the halacha, the setting for halachic man's life. It is here that the halach can be implemented to a greater or lesser degree. It is here that it can pass from potential to actual, it is here in this world that halachic man acquires eternal life. And he quotes the Mishnah Avos, better is 1 hour of Torah and mitzvos in this world than the whole of the world to come. Indeed, when it comes to the Olam HaEmes, in a real sense, the world that the Hashemayim was created and the Bria was created for what is to be accomplished on this world. In fact, Rabbeinu Bechaya says that's why land is referred to as Eretz Milashon Ratzon. The Ratzon Hashem is here in this Eretz. And in fact, when the Ma'oros, the heavenly bodies are created, the celestial bodies are created, we're told, the Pasuk says, their mission is Laha'ir, to illuminate Al Ha'aretz. The Ikar of Shamayim is for Aretz. And certainly, Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Sadi Gimel, Gedolim Sadikim Yoter Mimalachi Hasharis, that Sadik can become much greater, can accomplish so much more than even Malachim, because he lives in this reality, in this world. The Torah is not at all focused on the world of eschatology, on Tchias HaMeisim, on Olam Haba. You don't find that as the focus, says Rabbeinu Bechai, because the Ikar HaMetzius, the essence of what halachic man looks at, is this world and what he can accomplish here, how he can perfect himself here. Yes, there might be a reward, there might be something at the end. However, the Ikar is here and what can be accomplished here. That's when a person can achieve a shlemus. That, says Rabbeinu Bechai, is the fundamental mission and message of day two. No ki tov when it comes to Shamayim, because that's not what it's all about. What it's all about is in the Olam HaAsiyah, what is accomplished here in Ruchnis, in Avodas Hashem, and Shamayim, that's the world of Malachim, that's not the place where we'll go ahead and say ki tov. A very profound and beautiful idea. Then the Rabbeinu Bechaya continues with, again, something equally profound. He quotes a Medrash. And the Medrash says, you know why it doesn't say a different approach? You know why it doesn't say ki tov when it comes to day two? Because there were two things created on day two that were not so ki tov. Number one, part of Shamayim includes Gehenim. And Gehenim was created on day two. You're not going to say ki tov for the creation of Gehenim. Furthermore, Rabbeinu Bechaya brings, is lefi shebo nivra ha-machlokes. Yeah, find machlokes introduced to the world on day two. Shene'emar vayhi mavdil beimayim lamayim. Because the Torah says there's division. It becomes a sense of separation, of division, separating bein mayim lamayim. Question is, of course, first of all, very simply, is that we had separation already beforehand. We had separation by he, ma'avdil bein or lachoshech. We have a separation between light and darkness. So it's not the first time you have havdalah. But of course, the simple pshat is that or v'choshech are two separate and disparate entities. And therefore, it's natural for them to be divided. But here, for the first time, we're taking two things that are meant to be together. Not two things, it's one. It's mind, which is meant to be bonded. And now there's a separation of one substance into two. That's the first time you'll find that. And that is the introduction, says Chazal, of Machlokas. And Rabbeinu Bechaya says, from that point on, every subsequent day has a certain, if you will, Machlokas built in. We're told on day three, Hashem commanded, this is in Chazal, Hashem commanded that the Eitzim, Eitz Oseh Pri, that the Eitz should produce a Pri, a fruit, and Tam Eitzo Upirio Shaveh. There should be an equation, an identity between the Tam, the taste of the fruit, and the taste of the tree itself. It was supposed to be a natural outflow. Of course, Chazal tell us that's not what happened. The wood and the fruit do not taste at all the same. Again, a deviation, a divergence from the command machlokes. We're told on day four in Chazal, the Ma'oros are created, and once again, the moon wants to be greater, wants to be bigger. Not sufficient to have two dominant celestial beings. He wants greatness, machlokes. He gets reduced, the moon gets reduced, but once again, machlokes introduced into the world. Day five, we're told there were two taninim created, and once again, one of the taninim was killed, salted, and taken away. Once again, a separation, a division. Again, this is in Chazal. And of course, day six. Once again, you have the introduction of chetz into the world, Adam and Chava, divergence, Chava influences Adam. Adam blames Chava. All of a sudden, Machlokes is introduced, and it all came from day two. Rabbeinu Bachai says brilliantly, day two in Hebrew, the word two in Hebrew, Shnayim, comes from the root Shinui, differentiation, things that are separate from each other. That's what happens and starts and introduces into the world in day two. No coincidence. When you have Machlokes, indeed, Chazal tell us that's what produces Gehenna. But it all climaxes, the entire Bria, I would suggest, climaxes and moves us, hurdles us towards the last day. And the last day is, of course, Shabbos. And Shabbos is an odd day. It's the odd day of the week. It has no pair. It has no counterpart. Indeed, Chazal tell us, Rav Hirsch writes this, that every single day of the Bria has a counterpart. Day one is connected to day four. Day one, you have Or v'choshech. And what is created on day four? That which produces Or v'choshech. The Shemesh, the Yareach, the Kochavim, the celestial bodies which produce Or and produce Choshech. Day two is the creation, as we just mentioned, of Shamayim and Mayim, the Yam and the Shamayim. What's created on day five? That which lives and dwells in Shamayim and Yamim. And that is, of course, the fish and the birds. And of course, day three is the creation of Aretz. And of course, then you have the corresponding day six creation, which is the creatures that live on the Aretz, the animals, and mankind, of course. Shabbos stands alone. And perhaps one could suggest that indeed, the process of creation, you keep on looking at the psukim, it's Vayavdil. It's over and over. Vayavdil bein mayim lamayim. Vayavdil bein Yabasha Lamayim. There's always separation, differentiation. That's the process of the creation. Comes along Shabbos, and Shabbos is that day where we're supposed to harmonize everything, where Shabbos has no counterpart. It stands alone, separate, as one. And the goal is to go ahead and take all that disparity, all that differentiation, and harmonize it into one. Bring the Bria together. That's the Shavas Vayinofash, the creating that that Menucha Shabbos is when you have the differentiation becomes harmonized. The climax, of course, is Shalosh Shuvos, when everything in the Bria comes harmonized as one. We withdraw from the physical world and create that sense of Echad. And perhaps that's indeed man's mission, because certainly we're told that there is an Adam and a Chava created, Zachar Unakeva Bara Osam. But what's their mission? Their mission is Al Kain Yazov Adam Esavive Esimo Vidavak Biishto Bayu Lebasar Echad. They're supposed to come, two separate individuals are supposed to come together, unite, bond, and achieve a sense of Echad. And that's what happens again, ideally. Man is the last creation, the end of Yom Hashishi. And now moving into Shabbos, man is supposed to take this vast and disparate creation and harmonize it, bring it all together, him and his wife, a sense of Echad, a sense of Achdus, and then Shabbos together being the Achid everything. That's the mission. All of this Havdalah, moving towards man and woman coming together, building families, building communities, building a nation, building a world, and then having that sense of Achdus in Shabbos. That's our mission. That's the thrust of the Bria. And it all starts with that Shinui of Yom HaSheni. And the goal is to bring it towards the Achdus of Shabbos. That's the message of Bereishis. A very fundamental idea to go ahead and realize that the place where that's supposed to happen is not in the afterworld. That's other religions. In this world, the Olam HaShafel, the Ikur HaMetzius, to harmonize everything, to harmonize our lives. The Kodesh, the Chol, it's all Kodesh. There's no such thing as Chol and Kodesh. It's all there to be harmonized, to come as one. By Yula Basar Echad, the harmony of Shabbos. That's the mission and the message that the Rabbeinu Bechaya tells us.